Now, secondly, the guru is not a teacher. Now, it's comparatively easy to understand that a guru is not the head of a religious group. But I think it'll be news to quite a lot of people that he's not a teacher either. Not even a religious teacher. Well, most people think that's just what a guru is supposed to be. He's a teacher, a religious teacher, spiritual master. But then, what is a teacher? Well, a teacher, obviously, is one who teaches, who imparts knowledge, who communicates information. A geography teacher, obviously, teaches geography, facts and figures about the earth. Psychology teacher teaches psychology, facts about the human mind, the human psyche. Nowadays, not only facts, but also figures. And in the same way, a religious teacher teaches religion. And that may be the theology of a particular religious tradition, its doctrine, its doctrinal system, or it may be the general history of all the different religions of the world. But a guru as such is not a religious teacher. He doesn't teach religion. In fact, he doesn't teach anything at all. Of course, people may ask questions, and he may answer those questions, or he may not. It all depends on him. But he's got no special, as it were, vested interest in teaching. If nobody asked questions, well, he just wouldn't bother. He'd just sit quietly, as it were, and amuse himself. And the Buddha himself has made this perfectly clear. For instance, in the Pali scriptures, he says in several places that he's got no ditti, no drishti, which means no view, no philosophy, if you like, no system of thought. He says there are lots of other teachers who've got, this teaching and that teaching and this drishti and that drishti, this philosophy, that philosophy to teach. I don't have anything. I have no drishti, no view, no philosophy, which I'm trying to teach, which I'm trying to communicate to people. No system of thought. He says the Tathagata, the Buddha, is free from drishtis, free from doctrines, free from philosophies, free from teachings. He's quite emancipated from them. He has nothing to do with them. And then in the Dharma Sutra, the Buddha says that he's got no dharma to impart. I mean, here are all these bodhisattvas and other disciples just sitting and waiting, expecting the Buddha to teach them something, to impart a dharma. That was their doctrine, a teaching. And the Buddha says, I've no dharma to impart. I've nothing to say, nothing to teach. And in the Lankavatara Sutra, the Buddha goes even further than that. And he says, don't be under the impression that I've ever taught anything. You might have heard me speaking, or you might not. But that doesn't mean anything. He says, the truth is that from the night of my enlightenment, the night that I saw the truth, that I became the Buddha, that I awoke to absolute consciousness, right down to the night of my parinirvana, the night when the body just dissolves, and the Buddha, as we would say, dies, right down to that night. In other words, that whole period of 45 years, he says, I haven't uttered a single word. If he hasn't uttered a single word, well, how can he teach? If he doesn't teach, well, obviously he isn't a teacher, hasn't taught anything. So the guru is not a teacher.